Priscilla Betsis of Nashua is in her late 70s and has been voting since she was 18. That's a lot of election cycles. But she says this one stands out.
It's too negative. They're spending an awful lot of money on advertising. I'll be happy when it's over. Too many robocalls and TV and the whole bit, yeah.
Octogenarian Leona Wilson has voted since before World War II and shares similar concerns.
I want the country to be able to support each other rather than all this tearing apart.
And some voters say this year's ads are extending boundaries they haven't before.
Tracy Hollis always thought Facebook was a social network to catch up with family and friends, and it's become this political free-for-all, and I find it just really almost repulsive. I think all the political ads will probably stop around 8 o'clock tonight, and I'm looking forward to being able to just watch TV and not be inundated with all that stuff.
But despite the negative campaigning, most, like Helen Honoreau, can't wait to show up at the polls.
I love voting day. It's one of my favorites. We celebrated in our house when the kids were little. We always went out for pizza and made a big deal out of voting.
Honoreau also says this year's election may make history on several fronts.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the venerable polling idea, whether it really matters that people no longer have landlines and trying to pin people down. That'll be interesting to see whether polling is a thing in the past or it's really going to need to be revamped. I think the enthusiasm and the turnout of young people in the last election was an extraordinary thing. I believe it's going to happen again, and I think that's going to be here to stay, and that's pretty exciting.
Second line, have your ID. If you don't have your ID, more than happy to have you fill out an affidavit.
A steady stream of voters continue to exit their ballot curtains with a grin, most expressing relief that voting day had finally arrived. For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.